that the Quran indicates a familial link between humans and apes. One of the verses misinterpreted by some people who have succumbed to evolutionist indoctrination concerns the way that Allah once turned a group of Jews into apes. The verses in question read, "I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. You are well aware of those of you who broke the Sabbath. We said to them, 'Be apes, despised, cast out.' We made it an exemplary punishment for those there then and those coming afterwards, and a warning to those who have taqwa." Those who defend the lie of evolutionary creation maintain the erroneous thesis that this verse contains a family link between humans and apes. It is obvious that no such meaning running parallel to the theory of evolution can be extracted from this verse. There are several distinct reasons for this. The punishment in question may have been a spiritual one. In other words, these Jews may have been made to resemble apes in terms of character, rather than physically. Allah knows the truth. If the punishment in question did take place on the physical level, then such an event can only have occurred outside the laws of nature, through Allah's so willing it, in the form of a miracle. Yet the theory of evolution maintains that one species turned into another slowly and gradually over the course of millions of years as a result of natural conditions and coincidences. The words, "We made it an exemplary punishment for those there then and those coming afterwards, and a warning to those who have taqwa," in the following part of the verse, show that the transition referred to took place during the time of the Jews in question. In other words, over a very short space of time. This event revealed in the Quran has therefore nothing to do with the fallacies of the theory of evolution. The punishment described in the verse refers to one specific instance and applies to one specific time and a specific number of people. The theory of evolution, on the other hand, maintains the illogical and unscientific scenario of all the humans who have ever lived being related to apes. The verse refers to humans being turned into apes, whereas the theory of evolution claims the transition ran in the other direction. In verse 60 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah refers to a corrupt community being turned into pigs and apes. The verse runs as follows. "I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Say, shall I tell you of a reward with Allah far worse than that, that of those whom Allah has cursed and with whom He is angry, turning some of them into monkeys and into pigs, and who worship false gods? Such people are in a worse situation and further from the right way." If persisted with the erroneous logical framework we have been examining throughout this film, then one must arrive at the irrational conclusion that the verse indicates a familial link not only between humans and monkeys, but also between humans and pigs. Yet not even evolutionists claim there is any such relationship between humans and pigs.